Sibyl.
This hump day couldn't come any sooner. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Raleigh, North Carolina, Saturday Club 44, and next week, Memphis and Chuckles, baby.
Yeah.
And did you have Tito last night at the club?
Yes, Tito Jackson hanging out with yours truly. He did a video that says J stands for Jackson's. I said, okay.
All right.
That's nice. That's nice.
We can work with that.
Yeah.
Getting him warmed up for the cruise.
Yeah, man. Nice guy. Very nice guy.
Oh, did I tell y'all? Yeah. Tito's on the cruise. Tito's on the cruise singing the blues again.
I love it.
Oh, he said he always sung the blues. The blues came about when something would go wrong. They go, Tito, play the blues. That's what he said. That's how the blues came about. For
that's really cool.
Yeah. And
Ruben
plays the blues.
He plays and Ruben does blues too. So Ruben closes out the last part of his show with a blues segment. So
that's
be really,
that's
really
the blues
good.
Part of the of
that's
the cruise.
It. Ruben does blues now.
Yeah.
Ruben does blues.
Mary J. Blige.
Oh my God.
Frankie Beverly and Maze. R. Kelly.
Ankeny.
The tribute to Compton, with everybody from the group, including Eazy-E.
Come on now.
Yeah, Eazy-E will be, yes, he'll be there. Okay, yes.
Man, Fantasia, Anthony Hamilton.
The Masters of Funk.
The Masters of Funk.
Oh, man.
The Masters of Funk,
man. God, man.
And truth.
This is like a live mixtape. That's exactly what it is.
It really is.
It is. It is. Yeah. Yeah, Sybil, you called it yesterday. You said when Trump comes back to the debate, he's gonna go hard on Hillary Clinton's family.
Yeah, he's going in.
He spent all day.
You called that yesterday, and I saw that.
He came off the stage talking that trash and how he was respecting because he likes Chelsea, and he was respecting Chelsea and all of that. But
because she was in the room,
she was there. Of course, she was there, and he was using that as why he didn't go in on Secretary Clinton.
Mike.
And then there was a defective mic. Yeah, there was that.
So he's going to talk about Bill's infidelity instead of issues that concern the country.
A lot like he did last night, and not giving us any, or night before last, and giving us any specifics.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I think Hillary ain't ready for that.
Exactly.
You think Hillary ain't heard that?
The question is he going to be ready this time?
Because the comeback is right there.
A man has been married 3 times
and has not been faithful.
Hello.
She's got something better than that. Hey, I'm here to tell you. How
do you balance this? You have a woman who stood by a man, even though he cheated on her. She stood by him and was faithful to him.
Yeah.
As opposed to a man who has dumped 2 women, now on his 3rd marriage, and had 2 women at the in the same city at the same time as he went back and forth between his wife and his girlfriend, who later became his wife, and he left her as well. So you want one woman who's faithful and steadfast as opposed to a man who is wishy-washy and can't stay with one woman and be committed?
That ain't what she's going with. We don't. It's going to be something totally different because has done with it. We don't even know. She's going in some other direction.
You think Hillary's going in another direction?
She's going totally, like, look, you know how a man don't even see it coming, Blair.
and Hillary's a master at that.
Yeah, she's the master. Bill's seen it. We ain't seen it. Bill's seen it, man.
You would think that this is the way she would come because it's right there.
It's right there, but she ain't coming that way, man. She's coming another way.
She doesn't have to.
No,
but I'm telling you, Sim, she don't have to. But
I will bet you dollars to donuts. I will bet you any amount of money.
It's going to be so. I feel so bad for Trump the way she
he brings that.
I mean, oh my gosh, she's going to go back to kindergarten and get some stuff on him, man. I don't know.
Well. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility because she went back 20 years to find that Miss Universe.
That's what I'm saying. He wasn't ready for that. He didn't see that coming, man.
Where'd you find that? Where'd you see that? Where's that from?
Where did you get that from?
Oh, I see what you mean now, player. Yeah, that Miss Universe.
Yeah, man.
And he went back 20 years to pull that. You're right, Sim.
Every man has been in an argument, Sim. Like, you think, you know, when she say this, I'm going to say that. Then she say this, and then I'm going to say that. We'll let her say this, All right, I'm ready for her. Yeah,
and that's going to be the extent of his rehearsal for this.
I know, that's what he wrote. And then she said, where you get that from? Where did that come from?
Then you pull out a 20-year-old a 20-year-old side piece relationship from this universe.
No, that wasn't a side piece. That was his disrespect of women.
Disrespect of women.
Yeah, that was when he said that they couldn't work with
hit him so hard, man.
With Miss Mexico.
And what if Bill walks in there with Rosie O'Donnell?
That would be great.
They got him right there, everywhere. Every woman that Donald Trump has come in contact with, he's disrespected.
They're gonna bring him in. That would be great.
They got Carly Fiorina in the Republican Party. He was in the debate with her. He was running against her in the primary, and he talked about the way she looks.
Well, maybe that's not a good idea for him to go after Hillary like that.
I wouldn't go after Hillary with that one. No, I wouldn't. Rosie called Trump the orange anus. Have you seen that?
And is she wrong?
Not at all. She nailed it, man.
The orange anus.
But his mouth is like, what is wrong with his mouth, man? Why is he like that pout he has all the time?
Orange anus.
He's... you know, everybody, even the former head of the Democratic Party said that he has a cocaine problem for all that sniffing and carrying on that he was doing.
I never knew he did.
No, he doesn't.
He always said that he doesn't do cocaine or alcohol.
He's
because he had a brother who had a...
Who was an alcoholic.
Had an alcoholic, and he's always claimed that he never... But you know, Sid...
That sniffling, man.
That sniffling was... I mean, you... cocaine.
Howard Dean said talked about Donald Trump and cocaine yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
And what did Rudy Giuliani, what's his name?
Giovanni? What is his name, Jim?
Giuliani?
Giuliani.
Giuliani.
What did he say yesterday?
He was great. He was absolutely great. But he's also the first one who said he doesn't need to do any more debates.
Rudy knows an ass whooping when he sees one.
I think so. Mr. Stop and Frisk. Yeah.
Mr. Stop and Frisk. No, man. He knows. Hey, man, I wouldn't go back
there. I wouldn't go back there. You did great.
Look, man, yeah.
Don't do another debate.
You know what? Every now and then your boy tells you, man. Your boy, see, he's got a, God gave him a pull-up pal.
Uh-huh.
He delivered a pull-up pal.
Rudy
but
Giuliani.
But he ain't listening.
Uh-huh.
Rudy Giuliani.
Is his pull-up pal and say, man.
You know how sometimes you mess up and then I'm going back in there and talk to her. Man, I wouldn't.
I'm going to go back in there. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind.
Man, I just let her cool off. Give it a couple of days. Go to your
Let me go, man.
You know when your partner go, dog, look at me. Let's go get some drinks, go to the boot club. Maybe you go home tomorrow. You got 2-3 days you can stay out, but I wouldn't go back.
You're right, player.
Take some time to cool off. Both of
that's,
you.
Yeah,
let
that's
her cool off, man.
That's a perfect reenactment.
Oh, that's not a reenactment. He lives that quite often, I'm sure.
No, I'm going, no. Hey, man, hey. Look at me.
Hey.
Look at me.
Hey.
You ain't looking at me, man. Look at me. Let's just not go back up in there.
Look at me. Rudy, I am the captain
Giuliani
now.
Is put up
man. All you got to do is listen, man.
And so many times we don't listen to our pull-up pal.
You gotta listen to your pull-up pal. God sends you a pull-up pal. He sends one, man.
Every guy has a pull-up pal.
And I'm gonna go back in, man. Hey,
okay,
dog.
All right.
Dog.